Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I was Sarge. The more I think about this, the more I really would like to suggest once again that you give me a few more days to get this thing straightened out so that when it is announced, I can make some sense about it. I talked to Bill about it, and he said there were a few other things that you could talk about at this press conference, which would give me a chance to get myself straightened out. You know, I've only been back here 24 hours or 48 hours, and it's exceedingly difficult to have any grasp of what I can do about this or even how to get it started. And I feel honestly that it would be I wouldn't be able to do the kind of job for you on this thing that I want to do, because I want to do it right. And everybody has sort of a way of doing something and making it a success. And I want, if I get in it, I want to do it successfully for you. And I just feel that if I get stuck out there today in a position where I'm completely exposed without...
Why don't you let me leave it where we were now? I'm here with all this staff trying to get ready for this 3 o'clock meeting, and I haven't had my lunch. Why don't you just let me leave it where we had it a while ago? Bill doesn't know what we've got, and we need that, and I need it for very personal reasons, and I don't see that it's going to... I'm going all the way on both of them, as I suggested.
Yes.
And I don't see how that could adversely affect anything.
But the only thing is, I just feel I won't be able to be able to do the kind of job for you. I want to do it right.
I feel like you will, and I'm the one that has to be satisfied, and I have no doubt, but I don't think this could possibly adversely affect that, as long as you have both situations taken care of, and I want to head off some. And I think this will do it. Why don't you just leave it like we left a while ago before you and Bill got in conference?
Well, no, it wasn't Bill, Mr.
He doesn't have all this picture, and...
Sure he doesn't. And I just wanted you to know that I had talked to him. I didn't want to...
He's told me, and I've gone over it all with him. I spent 15 minutes going over it with him again a while ago. Let me go on like we agreed on it, and that doesn't... It doesn't compromise your position one way in the world. It meets every objection you had with all your people, because you're still there. And they can't take anything but pride in it. And if that's...
Is there something that obviously that it has to be, make it be done today?
Makes it very desirable, yes.
Because you see, if I could even have, let's say, a press conference on Wednesday, I could have myself straightened out here in a way that would, I think, Mr. President, make it better for you. Now, I don't know what the problem is that you have, but I just wanted to express that opinion most
early. I have some, and I just, I don't think that this is going to be any more than what appeared yesterday, hardly. But it does take care of situations that I have. And it's important to be taken care of, and be taken care of now. And I go along with the other suggestion and take it in its entirety, and it forecloses any possibility of any problem you'd have with anyone there, because they all know you're there, and we make that abundantly clear. But this gets us in on the organization and plans right now, and that's what I want.
Because I could do that for you without any announcement, just the way I did for Jack.
Yes, but others can too.
Others
could do that too, you see, and that's why I want you to do it. You go along with what we agreed on this morning, and let's just leave them both as definite as we were.
The only thing that disturbs me is to say it. I don't think I'll do it well for you.
Oh, well. Let me be disturbed about that. Let me be worried about it, and I'll take that rap. Whatever the 2 days would gain.
What's that?
Whatever the 2 days difference would be, I'll take that rap. I'll pay for that tab.
Like, you know, when we announced the Peace Corps, I had 10 or a dozen guys there, and we were able to present something that was, what the hell, we had some idea what it is. I've read this stuff, and I really don't have a very good comprehension of what you're attempting to...
Well, this is not going to foreclose you getting a comprehension.
Yeah.
It's going to help you get one, and help it quicker. Let's leave it like we had it this morning.
Well, I must say, course, you have all the dope. I feel that it's a
wrong. I do, and I have rather strong feelings about it, and for good reasons.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to say I feel that, not from my point of view, but from my personality, I guess it isn't the way to do it. But I mean, what the hell? Well, I know you have other things to do. So, well, thank you very much for considering it.
Will you go along with me on what we had this morning?
Well, I mean, obviously, I just feel that there's nothing that any American can do under these circumstances, and I know you.
I'll make the other thing abundantly clear, and that'll be covered. And that problem you raise cannot come into it at all. Let's go along where we're headed.
How long do you think you want me to do this? I don't have any chance. You got so many. I hate to even take your time.
As long as you want to.
Because I want to, I want to try to do something that's worthwhile for the country.
Well, this is the most important thing right now. And just as long as you want to. I don't think we'll have any trouble agreeing on it.
The Peace Corps has been sort of a non-political thing. I'm afraid this thing is not afraid, but I think this will be quite political.
I don't think it...
I mean, how you feel about it. I've got some points, I'd really love to talk to you. If you just come down and swim in that pool with
me. We'll just do it anytime you want to. I've just got this meeting at 3, and I'm trying to prepare with it. I got Secretary of State and all of them asking me questions that the reporters are going to ask me. And I'm sitting in the cabinet.
I'll say this, and I still think it would be much more desirable, but I'll leave it up to the final decision. Obviously, it's yours, but I think it would be much more desirable if we could just have a couple of hours together on this thing before I have a better touch for it. Some more comprehension of it, some better ideas of what you want and how it affects the Peace Corps.
We can get along with that. We won't have any difficulty there. I wouldn't be doing this if I thought we would.
Because I'd like to come over, and really be in tune with your thinking.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Let me just say this. I would appreciate it if we could put it off. But if you can't, well, then that's, obviously you know, and that's your decision.
Okay. You go with me then.
Well, as I said, I would very much hope
that I would too. I would.
Find out you hadn't done it.
I would too, but don't expect that. You just go ahead now and brace yourself and let's go. You ready?
Well, I'm still hoping that you won't. I'm going to put it that way.
Okay.